From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, Christmas present.
Crazy Boys are back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Art Moskovic here on Travel World. Welcome back to another edition. We've got Art's mic open, actually. He's in the studio soundproofing the place.
Yes, he should have done it maybe before the show went on the air or done it after, but we put him to work, and we made sure that he's going to do it during the show.
But I ran out of glue, Steve.
I don't know. Maybe there's some horses waiting to contribute to the next.
That was bad.
Yes, no, I'm a bad boy.
Anyway, no, Art. Oh, yeah, you need to be punished, don't you? Now, Art's going to be. He's been working actually since early this morning, and he's still going on. Got to soundproof all the ceiling.
He had to eat all the eggs first in order to get the cartons.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, actually,
I've gained 400 pounds this month alone just collecting these cartons.
Actually, the
guys.
Egg cartons that Art got, Art lives on a farm, and he has chickens. And he knows that there's this particular place which sells the egg cartons by, you know, big bagfuls, about 4 feet tall, this bag. And, of course, the place, and Quebec is a wonderful place. They have patron saint of everything. Patron saint of the poutine,
patron saint of the pothole.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And they actually have a place called, I'm not kidding, St. Clet. C-L-E-T.
Yes.
Although I pronounce it the other way.
Yes.
My favorite town.
Well, of course, in French, when you read your letters, you can... the letters do sound a bit alike, the comedy, when you change English to French and you're reading off your alphabet.
Well, next week is a big week coming up because we are going to Iceland, Stephen and I.
We are starting on... Thursday evening, and connecting over Halifax, one of the six North American hubs for Iceland Air. They also serve Minneapolis, Orlando, Baltimore, New York, Kennedy, and Boston. So they have flights over Iceland as their hub, where you can take a free stopover and en route to Europe. So we're looking forward to that, flying on their 757 in their Saga Business Class.
Saga Business Class?
Yeah, Saga Business Class.
What is it? They give you a story every time you come on board? What is this?
No, you have to recount a story. You know, why should I board? No, we had to recount a story. We had to write them a fact. So we had to recount a story.
Well, yeah,
Saga Business Class, but looking through their in-flight magazine, and the big specialty this year is in business class, they are serving the drinks with the 1,000-year-old ice cubes cut from a glacier on Iceland, 1,000 years old, to commemorate Leif Erikson's discovery of North America in the year 1,000, landing in shores of Newfoundland and Labrador.
That's as opposed to Air Canada serving your breakfast with 1,000-year-old toast.
What about all the acid rain in those ice cubes?
No, they're
too far from the United States.
Too far from the Northeast and the steel mills and the various factories and the proverbial rust belt to get anything.
Oh, you mean New Jersey.
New Jersey in
the rust belt.
The rust belt, toxic waste cap.
Oh, no.
There's some nice areas down there. The Cape May County with their Victorian homes, and they had a nice exhibit at a trade show I went to yesterday. People looking for summertime getaways where you can combine the beach with the architectural heritage and traditions of yesteryear. Cape May County, New Jersey is far, far away from someone. You have that sort of image. Lots of places have an image, and you think, for example, we're talking image and we talk Iceland, everyone thinks, oh, it's just a barren wasteland.
That's true.
And then
we saw this video. It's a gorgeous place. It's warmer than Washington, D.C., and I actually checked the temperatures recently, and it is. Because there's ice?
No.
Why?
No.
Why, Art? Tell us why it's called Iceland.
No. It is called Iceland because when the Vikings first found the land way back when, they didn't want anyone else coming, so they called it Iceland.
Really?
That is a fact.
And it kept people away right until the 21st century.
People away.
And now they're doing such a big job to promote
it. I have no idea whether that's any true or not, but it's a nice story.
I went, a number of press kits that I've received from them, the Icelandic Tourist Board, checked out their website and at goiceland.org. And
the Tourist Board of Iceland in Canada, of all places, in Gimli, Manitoba.
No, actually, it's in the Gimli district of Reykjavik. It's not Gimli, Manitoba.
Anyway, don't that's what you told me.
No, I said the Gimli district of Reykjavik. I said when the Icelanders migrated to North America, at the turn of the century, many of them...
they glided into Gimli.
They located into Midwest, Manitoba, and Minnesota.
I have to explain why that is such a joke. I don't know if many Americans have heard of the Gimli glider, which is the nickname given to an Air Canada flight. They made a mistake, Metric USA, and they thought they
shortly
put in
after
gallons.
They got the 767 into their fleet. Yes,
they thought they put in gallons, but they put in liters. A liter is about a quart, so they had about one quart of the fuel they thought they had. It ran out of gas.
There and was a movie of the week made about that. There was a movie of the week, and it did air across national television. So it did make the news at the time, and of course,
well,
to
these
this
were
day,
skilled pilot. They actually landed at Skilled on a abandoned racetrack in Gimli.
It was a training field for aircraft during the Second World War that the pilots knew still had an airfield. It was the airfield was now used as a racetrack, but it was at one time a landing strip, and they knew it was there, and they just got it down. It could not make its way to Winnipeg, which they had hoped to do, but luckily there was only a couple of injuries and no fatalities.
So. Well, one of the neat things about all of this, of course, is the people of Iceland. People of Iceland are more Scandinavian in look, you know, so the old traditional Swedish style, Norwegian look.
They have the sort of that Nordic, the tall blondes, and the land of the northern Amazons.
We come
right?
from the land of the ice and snow. Oh, actually, there we go.
What, the northern Amazons?
No, I know what our lead back music is going to be.
And of course, we're going to be eating at the Brasserie Borg, and it is. We picked this because it read in the my information here that it is a Icelanders often use the yes the Borg restaurant. Icelanders often use the restaurant as a rendezvous for blind dates.
So, yes, Roger Lodge and Blind Date eats with the Borg.
And Willem plans to maybe meet some of these Nordic Amazons.
I watch this show. It airs. After. Yeah, karaoke is my. I'm a karaoke junkie. But there's this show on. I think it's carried on ABC called Blind Date with Roger Lodge. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. But
and you have that? All the tapes of all the shows.
We get to eat with the board. Wife is.
So we're going to have a good show today. We have Melanie Reffes coming up after the break, talking about NASA and warm weather, sort of weekend getaway destination, not too far off the East Coast. And then if he remembers, if he doesn't have Eisenthal-itis, former NHL goaltender Denny Herron may drop by today to talk about his hotel.
I wonder if he has his goals straight.
Oh, yes.
That one just got by him, didn't it?
Oh, yes. His goal in life, yes.
Ooh, that was bad.
Oh, boy. The puns and the plays on words, they will never end here on Travel World.
Anyway, stay listening to Travel World following the break here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. So keep
on rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by starting the average prescription. To get $7.95 a month, you can use the card for everyone in the household. There are no claims. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 postpaid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop
Melanie's
the erosion
ready to go.
Of your family's financial resources.
Okay, that's don't cut her in until long after we say that she can be cut in, okay? Because she tends to jump in unwelcomely.
$24 postpaid.
Okay.
The iWave is here.
Welcome to Commandcast.
Revolutionizing audio on the World Wide Web.
I'll just wait until you know, give me some kind of cue, and now we're going to talk to Melanie or something. You know,
cool,
like that.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome to the iWave.
Well, she has full questions today.
410-857-5600.
Who's the next guest? What's he going to talk about?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? What were you talking about before?
Oh, yeah.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has kept millions of young people off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. It's a membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs.
15.
Every day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across the country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You can help. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
Icelandic. And we glide into Gimli.
In that case, Gimli section of Reykjavik.
Ah, yes. Oh, I had to play that song for the Iceland trip next week.
Next week, looking forward to it, and should be a lot of fun, especially the Blue Lagoon, the 104-degree water, the four feet
deep.
Next
lead back.
That is on Sunday. We're actually taking three full days of
104-degree water, 4 feet deep.
Oh, yes. It's just so relaxing. If
makes it harder to drown people, doesn't it?
It's better than 4 degrees.
Not if you stick them face down.
It is much better than having 4 degree water 100 feet deep, right? That's the opposite.
That's where we normally go. But speaking of Hampton Beach, yeah, thanks a lot. No, but seriously, we're looking seriously forward to our trip down to Iceland. Reykjavik.
Keflavik International Airport in Reykjavik. A lot of people are making stopovers en route to Europe because it's a good way to avoid jet lag by taking a 4 or 5 hour flight. You stop for a couple of days, you relax in the geothermal waters, you sample some of that very fine cuisine that a lot of the Iceland restaurants are known for these days, and then continue on only 3 hours more to the mainland Europe. You're allowed that free stopover on Iceland Air.
I checked the latitude of this place, and it's more north than Iqaluit in Canada. And what's interesting is because of the Gulf Stream, that's where they're getting their warmth from. Small place, small population, beautiful people. There's 45 golf courses, and of course in the summertime it's light all day.
Light, you know, for 22 out of 24 hours practically.
And
even those 2 hours, it's just like dusk. So it's a beautiful place, and very interesting people, very friendly people, and the vast majority speak English. Checking out some of the websites. We're staying at the Hotel Reykjavik, and their website, grand.is. Unfortunately, the pictures are universal, but all the writing is in Icelandic, so it's attracting lots of people. It actually looks Icelandic. The language, when you look, it is Old Norse, and it's as close to a language as you can get to what the Vikings spoke. And
hence the immigrant song.
Very, very well timed. And when you look at it, it's actually like those errors you get on your computer when your email program is not compatible, or you're getting very strange letter. Very strange letter.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, the name of the people. There's also
The way to tell whether somebody is female or male, of course, male is S-O-N, son. No, well, yes, I'll leave that to you. And D-O-T-T-I-R for daughter. So everyone goes by their list, really, in the phone book by their first name. And then, of course, it's Sigurdsson or Sigurdóttir. So this is...
Are you serious?
Yeah. So somebody... They will have different last names within the family.
Really?
Similar.
I wouldn't
in Eastern,
the son of, the daughter of.
Son of, daughter of. Same in Eastern Europe.
Well, I guess it's not a very big phone book anyway.
200,000 people on the whole island, the vast majority.
Oh, my goodness. That's like Brossard, isn't it?
So there, my name's not Art. It would be Art, the son of his father.
Right.
Yeah, Art, whoever that may be.
Art's son, yeah. Art with double S-O-N.
Who's the milkman?
That's Art. That's Art for you.
Anyway, we're jogging from one ice destination. We'll have the full show on that on the 22nd of April. And today we're talking about a little bit warmer destinations. And
Warmer climbs.
One of those Caribbean gems, kind of close to home because it's just off the coast of southeast Florida. So you can get there for an extended weekend getaway. Melanie Reffes has just returned from the sun, sand, and surf down there. And... welcome to Travel World once again, Melanie.
How are you?
Doing fine this Saturday morning.
You sure sold me on Iceland, I got to tell you. It sounds fabulous. I'll be real eager to hear that report on the 22nd. And you're right, it's a great way to get to Europe.
We've all heard on the cafe board as well.
You're looking at the Bahamas, and it's not that far. You think of it as the Caribbean, but it's really well out into the Atlantic Ocean.
It is, actually. As you said, most of us think of it as part of the Caribbean, but it's actually 650 miles from the eastern coast of Florida to the southeastern tip of Cuba. So it's a quick 35-minute flight from Miami, and I took American Airlines, which is the one that has, and American Eagle is the branch of it, I guess, that leaves from Miami to Nassau. There's dozens of flights, and Stephen, as of course you know better than anyone, there's millions of flights from every American city to Miami. So It's a quick jaunt to really an island paradise, yet again another one, but this one is very special. And as you said, it's closer than a lot of us think, so you can easily get away for a long weekend. A lot of Americans are there, leaving on a Friday, returning back home on a Sunday. No jet lag, of course, no time difference, so it makes for a great weekend away. And I should say as well that the Bahamas are actually a collection of islands. In fact, there are 700 of them, if you can imagine. And they tell me there's 25 keys, which are the little ones. So it's a total landmass of more than 5,000 square miles. So it's a pretty big area out there. And most of us, I think, are familiar primarily with Nassau and Paradise Island, which is the business and financial capital of the Bahamas. But a lot of people are talking now about great getaways to islands like Cat Island and Bimini and Crooked Island and Eleuthera. A lot of sort of the glamour glitterati go to some of these private islands. You need private jets in some cases, not to Eleuthera, but to some of the smaller ones. So it's an exciting place to visit.
It sounds like it, and especially when those flights are 3-4 hours from pretty well anywhere on the East Coast. American Airlines is the primary carrier into Miami. They've taken over the old Eastern Airlines hub operation. They're also getting a lot of visitors now into the Bahamas that are coming northbound, actually, from South America, thanks to American's connections.
Yeah, and I would also suggest as well to all of our listeners that many travel agents in your own cities will have casino packages to Nassau at extremely reasonable rates because, as we know, gambling is legal for tourists, not interestingly enough for Bahamians. They're not allowed to gamble, but tourists, of course, do double duty there in the casinos. And if Vegas is a bit far or if you want the ocean and the sun and the sand and the sea, and a casino, the Bahamas would be your destination of choice. So do check with your travel agent, and you'll see there's incredible deals from cities like New York and Chicago, probably as well on the West Coast. They make it quite easy to do if you're into a gambling package and very, very reasonably priced.
I can see through looking through a lot of the travel trade papers, there are numerous tour wholesalers very active in that market, the 2-3-4 day package getaway, because that's the trend in the industry, is for extended weekends, people taking more frequent trips to places closer to home. They'd rather take more than one vacation rather than 7 and 14 day travels.
Yeah. And certainly, you know, 3 or 4 days in somewhere like the Bahamas, like Nassau, where the sun shines all the time and the sea is glorious, can rejuvenate you beyond description. It's very, very therapeutic. And people are, of course, so rushing around all the time these days that if you can take a three-way, you know, weekend away to somewhere like Nassau, I quite highly recommend that you come back full of vim and vigor and energy, and not to mention you look pretty healthy because the sun is fabulous down there.
Well, how much time did you spend out in the sun?
I spent quite a bit of it simply because I did a lot of walking around, and the sun is always shining there. And, you know, you're on the beach or walking or on an out, you know, sort of an outdoor patio at a restaurant or on a tour boat, strolling through the straw market or down Bay Street, grabbing up all the duty-free shopping that your hands can carry. There's some real good buys there, by the way. And so you're really out in the sun all the time, and you just feel healthy. There's a lot of great fish and seafood to eat, of course, in the Bahamas, like we find with many southern destinations. So you're really feeling quite healthy by the time you get home, and it's a really nice feeling. And as we all know in the Northeast, where today it's rather gray and dreary, the feeling of stepping off a plane when you're coming from a colder climate and it's warm is so incredible. It's you just have to close your eyes and let it all sink in. It's fabulous.
Oh, sounds quite interesting. We're going to continue with Melanie Reffes talking about her trip to the Bahamas. We'll learn about where she stayed and some of the other activities and dining options after we break at 30 past the hour, coming up to Newsbreak with Mark Allen from the Liberty Works News Center in Maryland. And we'll return with more of Travel World, Melanie Reffes, and then Denny Herron talking about the Palm Beach Airport Hilton if he doesn't suffer from eisenthalitis, which is a disease spreading across the nation all too much. So we should have... Let's take a few bets around here whether he will actually be tuning in. Stay listening to Travel World across America.
I'll go 20 with
on
you,
the
Steve.
Voice of Truth and Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Entering the political cauldron of South Florida, Vice President Al Gore has discussed the future of Social Security, while the name of shipwreck survivor Elian Gonzalez never passed his lips. Gore led a discussion of Democratic Party activists in Florida, aimed at forging the party's platform on Social Security, the program that provides benefits for retirees. While congressional negotiators in Washington have given up on hopes of working out a deal on a patient's Bill of Rights by the mid-April break, all sides are reporting some slow progress on one of the most difficult and contentious matters before Congress this year. The House and Senate last year passed vastly different patients' rights bills aimed at addressing the growing concern among Americans about access to quality care in a system increasingly dominated by health maintenance organizations and other managed care plans. The Southeastern Legal Foundation this week called for dismantling the U.S. Bureau of the Census to replace it with two independent agencies designed to ensure a fair and constitutional census count. The organization says constitutional and philosophical concerns have arisen regarding questions on the census forms, as well as logistical problems with the Census 2000. No other government agency has the power to ask invasive questions required on the census forms, except by the power of a court-ordered warrant or legal proceeding. The Southeastern Legal Foundation has outlined a modest proposal for dismantling the Bureau of the Census and is suggesting some guidelines. The organization is posting information at their website, southeasternlegal.org. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the Catabolic Diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
15.
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
I live my life back.
so simple.
Nothing simple in life. Welcome back.
Back to Travel World with Will and Back.
Stephen Pickford. Pickford
and Art Moskovic putting up the soundproofing inside our brand new studio here. Betterwood.
Yes, he's doing the work. And one thing you don't have to do too much of when you go down to Nassau is work. And particularly if you pick a nice hotel, which
you can head out running with the devil like Van Halen.
A lot of people do that too. Melody Revis is with us still on the line. You decided to stay in downtown Nassau, the British Colonial Hilton, which is a newly renovated heritage property. Tell us a bit more about it.
It is actually, you're right, Stephen. They've just finished renovations in October of 99. They sunk about $68 million into it. It is the oldest hotel in the Bahamas, something like 77 years old, and it is a landmark, as you say. It is the only hotel in Nassau that has a private beach, which is a great attraction. There are a lot of people working down there. They're holding conventions and meetings, et cetera. But the hotel itself is number one Bay Street, and Bay Street is the major shopping venue in Nassau. So talk about location, location, location. You got it at the British Colonial Hilton. It's got about 300 rooms. It's the perfect place to mix business and pleasure because they have a complete business center, meeting rooms, that kind of thing. And then you step out the back door and you're on 8 acres of beachfront. So you really get a hit of both whenever you want it. And I'd like to also tell everyone that's listening that they just started a special promotion, which is really a good deal. It's Thursday to Sunday, $142 a night, includes breakfast for two, which is a great deal. Their usual room rate is about $220 a night, and breakfast for two in their restaurant's about $30 or so. So this is only until June 30th, and it really, really makes it a worthwhile getaway for the weekend. As I say, it's right downtown. It's across the street or next to just about everything in Nassau. So you're really right in the heart of things.
One of the unique programs I'm reading about here that's going on in the Bahamas is their people-to-people program that they've just instituted. How long have they been having that program to get you more?
It's a while, actually, and you're right. It's extraordinarily interesting and very, very creative. What it is the Ministry of Tourism, if you call them prior to your arrival, they will set you up with a Bahamian family. There's 1,500 Bahamians currently involved in the people-to-people program. It's completely free, and it's a great way to get a taste of the local flavor and culture by hanging with the locals, basically. They'll pick you up at a meeting place. You arrange it with them, and they'll take you to dinner. They'll invite you into their home, perhaps take you to a social event, a concert, a dance, a church flea market, something that's funky down there that they would do living there. And it's a wonderful way to really enjoy the island as the islanders enjoy it. So, and as I said, it's completely free. They'll even arrange weddings if anyone's thinking of going down there to get married. You just call the Ministry of Tourism or you do their website. I think, Stephen, you have those numbers there. We can give them out.
1-800-BAHAMAS. Yep, 1-800-BAHAMAS for the Bahamas Tourist Board and on the internet at www.bahamas.com.
Very easy to remember, and it's a great, great innovative program, the people-to-people. So if you're going for a couple of days, they love to match families with families as well. So if you're going with kids, definitely get involved in this. Then your kids will meet Bahamian kids and hang with them for a couple of hours. You'll get a real nice taste of the local food, and they'll take you to their favorite shopping haunts and all the things that are not in the tour book. So I quite recommend that program. It's a lot of fun and very successful.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Other than relaxing, what can you do? I mean, is Nassau one of these destinations where there's absolutely nothing to do other than the beach?
Mind you, relaxing is a pretty big ticket item. I mean, I got to put a lot of credence on relaxing. But yeah, there are other things to do when you don't want to relax so much. A couple of quick things. The straw market is an absolute must. It's on Bay Street. The women that are selling the goods in this huge outdoor sort of flea market, they should be selling cars on a used car lot or God knows what. They are incredible salespeople and a whole lot of fun. They call themselves Bahama Mamas, and you can pick up all kinds of great souvenirs and sort of traditional arts and crafts. That's about a 5-minute walk from the British Colonial Hilton. In the other direction, about a 15-minute walk, also down Bay Street, is the Arawak Key, which is the huge, large fish market. And it's a fun place to go for dinner. You take a stroll along the beach, and you end up at this area where all the fresh fish is caught. And there's dozens of kiosks selling all kinds of local specialties like conch and grouper. And it's very inexpensive, and it's a whole lot of fun. They've got great music blaring out of these places, soca, junkanoo, all their reggae kind of beats. So it really puts you in the island mood. The other thing, if you have kids, you literally cross the street from the Hilton, and you're at the Pirates of Nassau Museum, which is an interactive museum. Again, a whole lot of fun. And for all you shoppers out there, Willem, I know you're one of them. They've got a great gift shop, I got to tell you. The Pirates of Nassau Museum has a great gift shop, so you got to check that out. And one other thing which is really fun to do is behind the straw market are all these local guys that own small boats. And for $3, they'll take you across the water to Paradise Island, where all the casinos are. And while you're on the boat ride, which takes about 10 minutes, they're singing with instruments. They're giving you a tour. They're showing you James Bond's house on one side and Richard Harris, the actor's villa, and the Club Med with the nude beaches and all this kind of thing. And it's very, very fun. Of course, they want a few bucks on your way off at the other end, but it's totally worth it. And then you end up at Paradise Island. And duty-free shopping might not be relaxing, but, boy, is it fun, because they really do have cheaper prices. And on some of the other islands where they advertise duty-free, it's really not that cheap, but it is in Nassau. You can pick up some great buys on everything from gold to rum to clothing to artwork, all kinds of things. So there's all sorts of things to do if the relaxing thing kind of gets a bit much. You can also, of course, stroll down Bay Street to the Parliament Square and see the changing of the guard. There's a British influence there, of course, although they're an independent country. There's the Queen's Staircase, which you can climb at 66 steps if you need a little exercise, which is sandstone carved back in the 18th century. And just walking the streets there is a whole lot of fun. You see bands on the corner playing local music, and there's guys selling conch salad, making it themselves fresh from the ocean, and really a lot of fun.
And now, you had to sort of rest up during the day from your relaxing to take part in the nightlife.
The nightlife, as with many of the Caribbean islands, is filled with music, and there's tons of clubs, and all the hotels have music bars. The Hilton has a great bar with a piano trio in it, very funky, I might say. And there's a lot of music. So I think that if anyone's interested in, you know, getting out at night, sometimes in the islands, you know, you want to take it easy at night because of all the relaxing can kind of wipe you out, not to mention the sun and the salt and the sand. But when you refresh and take a bit of a nap and go back out, millions of music clubs and music on the street, and it's a very, very lively ambiance. So it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. Now, there's some interesting tidbits that you learned while you were in Nassau.
I did. I wanted to share with you guys a couple of interesting little things I picked up there. It was discovered in 1492 by Columbus, so of course all our American listeners know that that is, of course, the holiday in the States, and it's the same holiday in the Bahamas. As well, which is interesting, they're the first Caribbean country to institute an ecotourism policy. So everything there is very, very watched from an ecotourist point of view. There's 60,000 flamingos and 12 national parks. You don't see that anywhere else in the Caribbean. And they're very, very proud of that. There's 100,000 square miles of crystal clear waters. And if you can believe this one, there's 90 species of butterflies and 12 species of bats that actually inhabit the Bahamas. All kinds of places in which you can see all sorts of nature. So if you're with kids, even by yourself, if you like to dive, it's the third largest barrier reef in the world. The diving is fabulous, fabulous. So there's all kinds of ways in which to commune with nature, which is always nice to do in a country that prides themselves on maintaining their eco-balance, and you can see it's quite evident in all the parks. The other thing I want to tell you, too, just for anyone going down there, English, of course, is their language. Their dollar is on par with the American dollar, so for the Americans listening to us, that's great. For the Canadians, that's another story. They are independent from Britain rather as of 1973. So everybody remembers when they were independent, and they've got great stories of that day of celebration on July 10th, 1973. So ask your cab driver, ask your hotel concierge. They'll entertain you with tales of that. It's
and
also sound,
that's a, can you hold that thought? We're just going to wrap up after the 11:45 break, or coming up to quarter to the hour, and we're going to wrap up with Melanie Reffes, and we'll see what comes on after. Always something different here on Travel World on the
Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Across America, children are waiting for the Easter Bunny. But across the globe, in places like Latin America,
yes, but we're going to get on the flight to Iceland next week. We're looking forward to that trip.
10:30 p.m. departure.
Willem Backens and Stephen Pickford with Travel World for you, last segment of the day.
Coming up to 12 noon Eastern. And we're just finishing up here a minute or two with Melanie Reffes back from NASA. What do they eat?
Well, Nassau, not NASA.
Oh, NASA, what? Favorite breakfast food of Bahamians.
NASA, we're the aliens.
Yeah, they're all from outer space. The favorite breakfast food of Bahamians, it's not something that we would eat regularly here.
We're not talking IHOP waffles and pancakes here. Take a guess, Willem. What do you think the favorite breakfast food in the Bahamas is?
Fish.
Kind of close.
Okay.
You have to be more specific to win the big prize.
Okay, well, I give up.
You give up so soon.
Yeah.
Steven, any guesses?
Well, I have the answer in front of me, so that's unfair, but...
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to have to bail you guys out and tell you that for $4, you can eat grits and sardines as the Bahamians do. I had the same reaction initially, but it is mighty tasty. I got to tell you, got to try it.
Well, compared to sea worms, I suppose.
It's pretty good, and you know, you just find a local Bahamian breakfast cafe or cafeteria, not the sort of Western American restaurants, but you look for a local one, and they're all eating grits and sardines or grits and tuna. And yeah, I took a double take at it the first morning too, but I got to tell you, I'm looking for a recipe now. It was pretty darn tasty.
I'll
cook it up for you guys one morning and bring it up to our studio.
Oh boy, something to look forward to. I see Willem is mouth is watering already. He's salivating.
No, that's foaming. That's foaming. That's not water.
Foaming at the mouth.
Cook a Bahamian delicacy for you. We'll have an international meal one day.
There we go. Well, something truly to look forward to. I'll give out the numbers once again. 1-800-BAHAMAS or www.bahamas.com for Bahamas Tourist Board information. The Atlantis Resort, 1-800-ATLANTIS, and of course the British Colonial Hilton,
famous Atlantis
Resort.
Yes,
where Cynthia Demos went, yes.
Yes, with that giant fish tank.
Yes, the fish were.
By the way, incredible. It's the second largest employer on the island after the government. It's $850 million worth of stuff in this Vegas meets Disneyland hotel complex on Paradise Island. Fabulous casino. Check it out if you're over there.
Now, of course, the nebulous connection of the day, Willem. Can you guess who sits on the board of directors of the owners of Atlantis, the Sun International Resorts? You know who's on the board of directors of Sun International?
I haven't any idea, Stephen.
Alexander Boyle Trowbridge III.
Oh, yes. And who the hell is that?
The former chairman of Allied Chemicals.
How the hell was I supposed to know this?
I don't know. We mentioned his name before.
The only thing I remember about Atlantis is that stupid fish tank and the woman who wouldn't realize that Nick's Palace was the fish tank of Montreal, and that's a strip club.
She didn't really catch.
It's an incredible fish tank. You know, Michael Jordan rented a $25,000 a night suite at the Atlanta, so that's got to tell you something about that place. It's pretty high end, but it's a lot of fun. They've got 38 restaurants. Could you believe that?
Oh, 38 restaurants. You won't go hungry. You could go stay there for over a month and sample a different restaurant every day. British Colonial Hilton, 1-800-HILTONS, or their direct dial number, 242-322-3301, with their weekend getaway packages until June. And American Airlines, 1-800-433-7300, connecting most points in Canada and the United States via Miami to Nassau. Well, it sounds like you had a great time down there. Melanie Reffes, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World with your input on your weekend getaway, and look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Always a pleasure. And what other island are you sending me down to? I'm all ears for this. We're doing the Caribbean in alphabetical order, right? So maybe I'm up for the Caymans next. I'll
Alcatraz.
Start on the that is an island. Start.
Bring me a T-shirt.
That is an island, starting with A, Alcatraz. Yes, I have taken the boat tour there from the wharf in San Francisco, and it's an interesting tour. So,
it's fun, yeah.
There's also Lynch Island off of Beaconsfield. Stephen wrote his whole story.
Oh, yes. Some
press release.
And Bob Linney believed it. Bubba Linney. Melanie, have a great weekend.
You too, and have a safe and great journey to Iceland. I'll be eager to hear how your trip went.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Thanks. Ah, boy, Iceland. Yes, that is an island. I'm trying to think of how many islands I have visited. And, of course, we went to Oahu and the Big Island of Hawaii. There's Hong Kong Island. There is Vancouver Island off the coast of British Columbia.
There's Laval, Nuns Island, Il Perro.
Yes, the Ile de la Madeleine, yes. Prince Edward Island.
Laval.
Newfoundland is
biggest island in Canada.
Well, not really. Prince Edward Island is bigger, and at least they're Federalists there.
I still like the idea of going to NASA.
Otherwise, though, Laval is the second largest city in Canada.
Yes, right.
Second largest city in Quebec.
We have the aliens back
that's
on there.
That's like Bennington, the third largest city in Vermont. population, 16,000. And we've been to Grand Cayman and Jamaica. So there's a funny feeling. Always when you go to an island, you sometimes think that you're isolated, but a lot of times you think you're right on mainland.
Actually, the week after, the week we're back on the 22nd, we're back from the
we don't go to the Bahamas.
No, we're not going to Bahamas.
You want to go to Bahamas?
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, we were coming back. We're going to Iceland.
Yeah, Iceland next week.
But when we're back, we're going to Bennington. See, I have the bees in my head. Someone has a bee in his bonnet.
Yes, bee in the bonnet. Make a noise like a
that
bee.
Is
and
Charleston.
Buzz off. Yes, yeah. Well, I've been to Charleston too, but I didn't do the Charleston in Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
In Delta.
Delta. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time.
And we flew Delta to Charleston. Yes, there's the
Delta.
There's the Nebulous connection. Actually, Comair.
You know what Delta stands for. Don't ever land there again, huh?
Remember the time they landed at the wrong airport a few times. That was
That's how they
in
got
the early
the nickname.
80s, the early mid-80s. I think twice in a space of a month, there was a flight supposed to land in Chattanooga and landed in Knoxville. And,
oh, yeah.
Watch they have a choo-choo down there?
Yes, there is, the Chattanooga Choo-Choo, and they have the great museum, the aquarium in Chattanooga now, too. But they have a museum, Holiday Inn at Chattanooga, that you can actually sleep in sleeping cars, real sleeping cars, parked to their old Chattanooga Railroad station.
On track 29?
Yeah, boy, can you spare me a dime, yes.
Yeah, and the rooms do not cost a dime either.
that was way back when.
Way back when.
Yes. Bay, yeah, okay.
And in Bennington, we'll be staying at the Henry House Inn, dating back to
another Victorian house. Every
no,
city's got one.
No, it's older than the Victorian era. It's Revolutionary War era, Ethan Allen era.
Oh, Ethan Allen, was he as handy as Tim?
Yeah, a hardware store.
Or he did as much. He was a He-Man.
This is Liberty Works. Everybody knows who Ethan Allen is.
Ethan Allen. They have hardware stores all over the place.
No, they're furniture stores, and there's no truth to the rumor. Maybe he's a one of the forebears or the one of the early relatives of Mark Allen, or maybe he was a He-Man like Ed Allen. Who knows?
Ed Allen.
Ethan Allen, the
Ethan Allen,
the
yes,
man of the
revolutionary,
man of the era, Revolutionary War era.
No, I wonder what that is. Bonnie has a wrong connection in there.
The telephone.
Someplace.
Well, trying to get Denny Heron, but his goal in life is to be like Bram Eisenthal.
Yes, Eisenthalitis. That one got by him a second time.
Yeah.
Well, so much for his hotel, huh?
No, well,
if he takes care to listen, if he takes care to advertise it that much as to come on the radio and talk to us, Imagine how much he cares for the customers who actually pay to show up there.
Hmm? Yeah, that's two weeks in a row we were expecting to get him here.
Well, certainly.
Wonder what was better than us.
He's enjoying his retirement.
Yeah. Enjoying retirement.
Must be.
Time to retire.
Yeah, it's time to retire. That would be the Goodyear Tire Center.
Yes, sure.
I think
Studio's almost finished.
Yeah, it is finished. Yeah, we're almost finished. Yeah. Coming up to the top of the hour, have to say goodbye soon, and that means next week there'll be the best of Travel World airing as we take a tour of the hinterland of Iceland, the various canyons. And
we have what we call the choice of Ron Lawton on Travel World. Ron Lawton from Liberty Works.
We will let him pick. It'll be his choice. Something to look forward to.
I wonder if the April 1st show will come on again. Bonnie doesn't like that one too much.
April 1st, April
1st. I think it's beautiful.
I've been reading Radio
Digest. We had Darth in studio that day, didn't we?
Well,
that's right.
At least we didn't do like one radio station, I think in Albany, and there had been rumors that they were going to switch their format to all Spanish programming, so DJs just played all Spanish music. They weren't changing their formats, but they were just playing along with the rumors.
There you go.
A lot of interesting reading going on in the Radio Digest these days. Check out what they say about Montreal radio.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's not exactly what they're saying. It's the best. What's produced in Montreal and heard across America on the Liberty Works Radio
is
Network.
The best.
Travel World next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Moskovic.
Join us next week on Travel World. Travel World was produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Please call 410-857-5600.
See you guys.
Thank you for
have
listening.
Fun.